Following the release of the Nigeria Demographic Health Survey in 2013, some experts in the health sector reported in 2014 that Nigeria loses 250 billion naira in capital flight due to medical tourism. That is, about 300,000 spend about 1 billion on medical treatment abroad in a year. People seek medical attention abroad either because they could not find the right hospital to attend to their ailment within the country or due to show of high social class or wealth. It is more disturbing to note that some Nigerians even travel abroad to treat minor illnesses like malaria and common cold, which could be treated in hospitals within the country. Some Nigerians who spoke with Radio Nigeria gave different reasons why they sought medical attention abroad.
My wife was diagnosed wrongly. I was taking her to various hospitals. People were saying asthma, people were saying pneumonia, people were saying bronchitis. But at the end of the day, when the right diagnosis was done, that was diagnosed that this was a particular illness, she was have to travel abroad. There's no doctor that could do the surgery here. It had to do with the open heart surgery. So that was the goal. It could be approximately 1.5 million at that time, not now.
When I had my baby at the paramedical center, there, my baby had little jaundice. Because of power, they have to locate us and say, Madam, we are ready to refer you. Please go to this, you prefer, just go. I had to move my baby now. So many of us, and some people had challenges that their own journeys were started because of lack of equipment, power supply.
Some medical experts, however, said that Nigeria had all that it takes to run a sound medical system if there were adequate infrastructure and manpower to man the nation's health sector.
When you have patients that are extremely more than the available manpower, they are going to have a lot of backlog. Inadequate facilities on ground. Somebody, you have to see a patient, you need to do something for him. It's taking you 3-4 days to do one procedure, something you can do within 2 hours if just properly available. You know, so those are things that lead to such things. And then you see equipment, because they are not enough, they are being overused, they break down frequently. You can't get appropriate investigation done. Patients have to keep waiting until you get appropriate investigation before you can say, this is what we're going to do.
Patients don't get there overnight. It was a deliberate policy by the government to make people come back to their country. So we saw on our own, to stop this capital flight, let me develop our system.
To the Lagos State Commissioner for Health, Dr. Jide Idris, Nigerian medical practitioners are doing their best. Dr. Idris blamed the noticeable problem in the healthcare delivery on insufficient budgetary allocation accrued to the health sector over the years compared to the growing population of those seeking medical attention in the country.
We can't build trust overnight. And part of that trust is again for government to invest seriously in the health sector. That is what most governments are doing now. Unfortunately, we are in session now, but if you look at it again, most governments have increased their budget provision to the health sector.
Dr. Idris, however, urged the private healthcare provider to complement government's efforts at providing quality healthcare for the people by conforming to the laid down standard of establishing an hospital in the country.
People should understand too now that it is not building hospitals alone that make a health sector. It's things like this, surveillance is very essential. You have to build up public health infrastructure. That's what most governments are doing, the federal government, state government, they're building local capacity to attract people from outside the diaspora to come in. And build local capacity to provide all those services here rather than people going like this.
Why government is soliciting for the support of private healthcare provider in provision of good healthcare delivery for the citizens, some Nigerians want government to invest more in the public facilities across the country.
To me, they are trying their best with what they have. They are just managing what they have. They are not there yet. What I expect is that the government should fund all the hospitals. They should buy good equipment so that people will be treated well. When you're sick, you beat your chest, I can be treated in Nigeria and I will be okay.
The medical doctors and nurses, they should pay them well so that will encourage them, you know, them looking for jobs outside.
As the nation celebrates another independence anniversary, it is the hope of medical experts that the nation's health sector would receive better attention from both the government, one million Nigerians, and corporate organizations. As the saying goes, a healthy people makes a healthy nation. Happy independence, Nigerians. From Lagos, it's been Martina Obuna for Radio Nigeria.